Good evening, Your Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Chronic and acute malnutrition remain a key obstacle in the development agenda, and more importantly, for human dignity. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is tackling this at community, country, regional, and global levels. Considerable investments in food security have been made at community level in 54 countries focusing on the most vulnerable people. We are scaling up our community-based work in disaster risk reduction and disaster preparedness, including food and nutrition security and sustainable livelihoods, education, health and hygiene promotion, water and sanitation. The IFRC, with its member National Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in 189 countries, is committed to supporting governments in tackling malnutrition in all its forms and to working in partnership with all stakeholders to implement the recommendation made in the first ICN framework for action. National Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are formed within their countries by legislation and function as auxiliary to their governments in the humanitarian field. It is therefore crucial for governments to engage their own national society to maximize social participation and political dialogue for improving nutrition in line with recommendation number one. The IFRC is supporting recommendation 14 through our programs to promote healthy lifestyles and prevent non-communicable diseases. Our 17 million community-based volunteers, I repeat, 17 million, support people to reduce the risks and improve their lives, including by promoting good nutritional behavior at school and in communities. This also contributes to the achievement of Recommendation 19, 20, and 21. On Recommendation 23, our national societies work to complement social protection activities led by governments by providing cash and vouchers during a humanitarian crisis. The IFRC has also produced guidelines to provide practical support to the design and implementation of cash programs. The IFRC contributes to recommendations 34 and 35 by developing strategies for the community-based management of acute malnutrition. And many of our national societies, with their decades of experience in risk reduction and disaster management, contribute their knowledge in food, nutrition, and livelihoods for relevant policy making. On recommendation 44 and 46, the IFRC's fight against communicable diseases such as HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria focuses on social mobilization and behavioral change and to control malaria by supporting households through the distribution of correct hanging of long-lasting insecticide-treated nets. Recommendation 51 and 52 call for access to safe drinking water and adequate sanitation. The IFRC's Global Water and Sanitation Initiative, which has launched in 2005, will triple this original target by 2015. The initiative has now been extended until 2025, with an overall goal to reach 30 million people. And now, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, while 800 million hungry people are watching in expectation for the outcome of this conference, can we still afford to debate on definitions, policies, plans and frameworks? Or shall we rather focus on small, simple and practical action that can make a difference? As the IFRC is closed to the most vulnerable people on a daily basis, the IFRC feels that national, regional and global food security system risk losing their credibility unless fast and serious delivery is guaranteed on the commitments made so far by all of us. Thank you very much.